The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to kick things off with a really, really serious issue, because you might have heard at the recent teachers' conferences, figures like 60% of teachers, or almost 60%, report having been assaulted in the classroom. I think the number climbs north of 90% for teachers in special schools. Sophie Cole is one of those teachers who has suffered assault. Sophie, you're very, very welcome to the programme, and thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us. Can you maybe bring us back in time? Is it 17 months ago, thereabouts, and tell us what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for having me, Kieran. It's nearly 18 months now. It probably is 18 months. But I was assaulted in the classroom, and I sustained a severe injury to my left hand, which left me with complex regional pain syndrome. And it's known as the world's most painful incurable condition. It's a disorder that affects the nervous system. But what's really, really important here is to note that I am one of thousands of teachers or SNAs assaulted. And as well, that the children are not to blame here. The government have failed to provide adequate access to multidisciplinary teams and services for them. So their behaviour is a form of communication. And this plays a large role in the frequency and extent of the assaults we're seeing.
So, because this is something we've talked about on the show, Sophie, in different contexts, about, you know, the lack of services provided to children with additional needs. And this, this is one of the ways, it seems you're saying, that that lack of service, that lack of intervention can manifest in a violent outburst.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly why we're seeing it. You know, it's not the children, it's what they're not receiving. There's not enough early intervention. And then the teachers and SMAs are on the front line of receiving this. So when the child is struggling to communicate, we see the behaviours escalate. And then, you know, we're standing in because we're trying to prevent anyone else getting injured in the classroom. So the INTO, which is the primary union for teachers, did a recent survey, and I found that 98% of teachers in special schools were physically assaulted, and over half of teachers in mainstream were suffered assault that were surveyed. And that's just teachers. So you've SNAs as well there that are most certainly being assaulted as well. And, you know, it's the frequency and extent of these injuries from assault that highlights the urgency for the amendment for assault leave.
And you use the word frequency. Yeah. I appreciate we don't want to get into kind of detail that identifies anyone or anything like that, because, as you quite rightly say, we're not blaming the individual children. But this isn't the first time that you've had to deal with violence in the classroom.
No, like these outbursts, these behaviours, you're seeing those on a daily basis. So you have teachers and SNAs that are going into work each day knowing that they're going to be hit, they're going to be slapped, kicked, bitten. Something is going to happen in the classroom that day. And like the frightening thing is that one bad hit can just change your life forever. You know, my injury has totally changed my life. I've spent 18 months suffering, and the only word to describe it would be suffering. And I'm not alone. Like, there's others who have had their back broken, damage to short-term memory, injuries resulting in actually the loss of an eye, and partial facial paralysis and PTSD. There's so many suffering with that. So, like, the injuries are really extreme in some cases, and it really does just take one bad hit or one bad throw. Like, you will see these injuries increasing if early intervention isn't put in place.
And what happened in your case? What caused the injury?
So my hand was slammed into the corner of a steel reinforced table. I was down on the ground wiping up water spilt so the child didn't slip. And they picked up my hand and slammed it into the table. And in that instant, everything for me changed. You know, I've been left suffering excruciating pain, burning, shooting pain. The 1st of May, I went under major surgery to have a spinal cord stimulator inserted with the hope of kind of blocking the frequency of the nerve, pain traveling. And then I suffered a post-op infection. So I'm really only out of hospital. And this is 18 months on, you know, and I'm left with this device for life and to face surgeries in the future. You know, you have to replace the battery or, God forbid, if the wires dislodge in my spine, you know, you have a lifetime injury.
And I assume people listening to this will think this is an obvious question to ask him, but nonetheless, I mean, you can't teach, can you?
No, absolutely not. You know, like I've really lost the use of my left hand. The pain I'm in, I scream, I shout, I rock. My brain fog, you'll probably even hear it when I'm talking to you. Like, I really struggle to concentrate with the medication I'm on. I'm on huge doses of opioids and everything. So, you know, like I couldn't do any job at the moment. And, you know, that's another reason, like when you suffer an assault, your sole focus should be on your recovery. And that's why I'm looking for assault leave to be amended, because it should last for the duration of your medically certified leave. Whereas I'm left unpaid now, receiving the €220 a week from the state. And, you know, I can't work. I physically can't. And I'm not the only person in this situation.
So that's, I guess there's two asks, really. So one ask, as you say, is to reform the entitlements that you would be able to access and to get that full pay for the duration of the certified leave, as it were, as opposed to just a kind of a time-limited period. The other ask, and this is the bigger issue, is that you try and prevent this type of stuff happening in the future by actually providing services to the kids that need them, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I mean, you look at the government and, I mean, huge reform needs to happen. Everybody knows that early intervention is the key, but the money isn't there. You know, the government are opening these classes all over mainstream schools and they're putting a total mixture of children in there. And what those kids need isn't being met in those classrooms. It's not possible to meet those needs. So when they may suit some children, they don't suit others. And they're just going there because they can't get a place in a special school. And then, like, the big ask at the moment for teachers and SNAs, because I'm experiencing the struggle here and it's impossible. So I'm looking for assault leave to be amended. And I'll tell you the three things I'm looking at to be amended to. Mm. And you won't believe, like, these are things you think are in place. So number one, to provide immediate financial assistance to cover expenses related to medical bills, therapy sessions, and medication. Number two, then, is to provide assault leave to teachers, SNAs, for the duration of their medically certified leave. And number three is to establish a comprehensive support system for educators who become victims of violence within the workplace, ensuring a swift and empathetic response to their needs.
I think, Sophie, people listening to this will find it hard to disagree with those asks.
Yeah.
I think they'll also be conscious that, as well as the physical pain you describe, I mean, it must bring with it so much just emotional and mental hardship.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not the only one suffering this. Like, my whole family have been impacted. You know, my life has turned upside down. I lost my independence I lost my ability to drive. I lost my hobbies. A lot of my social life, my ability to sleep, and my income. So, I mean, I'm so reliant on the people around me. And we're getting married in less than 7 weeks. And I only got out of hospital on, it was a Saturday morning. So my poor fiance was ringing around seeing what happens if we need to postpone. You know, like that our lives have been that affected. And we have a mortgage to pay. And, you know, how do you pay that on 220 a week? Now, I'm lucky my fiance is working. He's in the fire brigade. But, yeah, our lives have been turned upside down.
Sophie, given all of that turmoil and trauma, we really appreciate you sharing your story with us.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.